Well, greetings to all of you that are in the pews. And if you're home watching this, boy, are you missing it today. Look at all these bright and shining faces in front of me behind their masks. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To be a little closer to you, but not too close, I've made a makeshift pulpit out of the music stand, and we'll be sharing our message today, which is entitled again, Sparrows and Pennies and You. Listen again to Jesus' words from Matthew 10. Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for one penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. So don't be afraid. Take heart. You are worth far more to God than many sparrows." When you read a text like this, I'm sure you have to join me in being humbled and thankful by the love of Almighty God, your Heavenly Father. God loves sparrows, says Jesus, and if he loves sparrows, how much more you and me? I really enjoy watching the sparrows in our home. We look out our kitchen sliding door, and there they are on our patio, beautiful little birds. Sparrows in Jesus' day, again, were sold two for a penny. Yet these seemingly worthless little birds are so precious to our Heavenly Father that Jesus says not one falls without the Father taking note. Two for a penny. Years ago, when pennies were still being used, I was on a walk one day with my then little three-year-old daughter, Abigail. As we walked, Abigail looked down on the sidewalk and saw a penny lying there. She was so excited and was jumping up and down, it might as well have been for me a $100 bill. "Daddy, Daddy," she cried out, "look what I found, a penny." Her excitement was wonderful. I couldn't imagine getting so excited over something so little. But I put my hand in my pocket, found some more coins, and as she was busy looking down on the sidewalk for my pennies, I walked ahead of her, making a trail of pennies. It was a lot of fun to see this little three-year-old girl's excitement as she picked up each and every penny. Now, pennies bought so little. I felt no sense of sacrifice in what I was doing, but to my daughter, the picking up of each and every penny brought an absolute scream of joy and wonder. Now, I doubt if these days I would stop and pick up a penny. I might not even stop and pick up a nickel. Yet that which seemed unimportant to me was celebrated by my little girl. And this experience in our life can remind each of you about the attitude of your Heavenly Father for you. You are so precious to Him. He is our loving God that loves the seemingly worthless. He treasures the sparrow. He treasures all sinful people. He treasures you. He treasures me. We are valuable to Him. When we consider that in Jesus' day, sparrows sold two for a penny, and that we are worth so much more to God than sparrows, now we can think about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and consider what was bought and what was sold there. At the cross of Jesus, God the Father spent all that was precious to Him. God the Father sent God the Son to die for you and to die for me to pay the price for our sins. He did that to buy you out of sin and slavery to death. The precious life of Jesus was given in exchange for our sinful lives. At the cross of Jesus, we see God at work, picking up worthless pennies, loving worthless sparrows, saving you and me. Why? Because He loves you so very much. We today, who are two a penny to the world around us, are valuable beyond all riches to God our Heavenly Father. When you look in that mirror, don't you ever say from now on, there is someone who is worthless. You are worth so much to God the Heavenly Father that He gave His life of His Son for you. You are precious beyond all riches. Now listen again to the words that Jesus spoke. And He spoke these words just before He went to the cross. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of my Father in heaven. So take heart, don't be afraid. You are worth far more than many sparrows. When we hear the words of this Bible passage, I can't help but be reminded of an old gospel hymn that was written in the 1800s. The song is entitled, I Sing Because I'm Happy. And the refrain goes something like this. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Because of Jesus' words about sparrows and pennies and the love of God, our Heavenly Father, we can know. Now, are you listening this morning? Both you out there and you in the pews, are you listening? Because of Jesus' words about sparrows and pennies and the love of our Heavenly Father, we can know that when pain and problems come, God still cares. God is the God of sparrows and pennies. God does not abandon us when things are difficult or problems come into our lives. Where do you think our Lord Jesus has been all during these days of forced isolation because of this blasted health crisis? He has been walking right with you, step by step by your side. Times of hardship do not mean that God is absent. The same was true for Jesus when He was on the cross. Where was God the Heavenly Father when His Son Jesus was screaming out in pain, bearing the sins of the world in mind? He was right there. Right there, hovering over the cross, weeping for the pain of His Son, the pain that Jesus endured for you and for me. Where did we ever get the idea that as Christians we should never suffer? Or if we suffer, it means that God is not with us. You see, as Christians, and that's what the word Christian means, a follower of Christ, as Christians, we follow Jesus, our Savior and our teacher. And Jesus said these words to us in Matthew 10:24, a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant is above his master. What does that mean? That means if our Lord Jesus Christ suffered, and He did, we who follow Him will also suffer. And if Jesus' Heavenly Father did not forsake Him, He will not forsake you either. I hope you leave here today or leave your computer today recognizing this central theme. We are God's sparrows. We are God's pennies, His beloved children. And why do Christians talk so much and so much about Jesus on the cross? Why do we have Christ on the cross in front of our place of worship? Because the cross of Calvary is proof, proof written in blood, that when God says He cares about you and loves you, He means it. The very first Bible passage that many of us ever memorized tells us the same thing. And that passage, of course, is John chapter 3, verse 16. If you know it, you're welcome to say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. Yes, you. You are precious to Him. You are a sparrow. You are His penny. He takes delight in caring for you. Just like my little Abigail took absolute delight in picking up pennies from a sidewalk. We end this sermon, this shorter sermon, by the way, with the refrain that I sung earlier. Listen to the words again. Maybe go home and Google it on your computer. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. My dear friends, remember the pennies, remember the sparrows, remember this. You are precious beyond all things to God, your heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.